Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Robert in Texas who complains, "My employer fired me. I worked in the office and taxes were taken out of the check. She's not sent me my W-2 forms. What do I do now?" Ah, Robert, the annual W-2 question. You're only about the 10th person this week. First, contact your employer and request your W-2. It's the law. If she doesn't release it and you don't have it by the middle of this month, you can report her to the IRS. There will be a penalty. Unfortunately, not a high enough penalty to suit folks like you who didn't get their W-2s. IRS provided instructions on what to do here in Tax Quip 719, but the instructions need some clarification. IRS does tell you that if you never get it, use Form 4852 to create a substitute W-2. But IRS doesn't explain how to generate the numbers for the Form 4852. So here goes. You'll need your last pay stub to help you compute how much your withholding was until the last day you worked. You'll find a link to this form in the resource box at the bottom of that Tax Quip 719. If the last pay stub doesn't have your year-to-date amounts, find all the pay stubs and total up the income and total up each category of withholding, like federal income tax, Social Security, and so forth. If you don't have the previous pay stubs, estimate the totals by dividing the amounts on your last pay stub by the number of working days it covers. Then multiply each result by the total number of days you worked for that company last year. Sometimes you don't have any pay stubs at all, or these instructions are too confusing. Go see a good local tax professional to help you recreate your compensation and your withholding. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about missing W-2s and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.